Chapter 12. The World of Psychology. Unit 24. Savant Syndrome.
Autism is a developmental disorder that usually appears early in life. The symptoms and effects can range from subtle to severe. Typical characteristics of the disorder include difficulties in bonding with parents, seeming to live in one's own world, delays in motor skill development, and sensitivity to sound. Unlike other children, autistic children rarely wish to nestle on the couch and read a story with their parents. Curiously, however, this disorder is also the one most associated with what is known as Savant syndrome. Savant syndrome was documented by physicians as early as 1789, but was originally termed idiot savant syndrome. This describes individuals who exhibit below-average intelligence but possess a remarkable talent in a limited range of knowledge, such as math or music. Savant syndrome is estimated to occur in up to 10% of autistic individuals. The condition has also been associated with other developmental disorders. Brain damage, sustained later in life due to stroke or head trauma, has also been known to produce the syndrome. Occurrences of Savant syndrome in subgroups other than autistic individuals, however, are considerably rarer. While the type and extent of the highly developed skill exhibited by the autistic savant varies, all people affected by the condition share several traits in common. First, the talent is usually confined to a limited number of abilities. Second, the skills or talents always rely on an amazing use of memory. Last, the skills often fall into a narrow range of categories, such as music, art, or math. There are three classifications of skills associated with autistic savants. Splinter skills are the most common. They involve memorizing facts about a highly specialized topic, such as past presidents or sports trivia. Savants possessing splinter skills may spend exorbitant periods of time memorizing and reciting information, often to the point where they focus on little else. Take the example of Boone, a 5-year-old autistic savant displaying splinter skills. He is obsessed with time and produces countless computer-generated drawings of clocks. Talented savants operate at a different level. They typically possess more highly developed proficiencies. They are often skilled in areas that may be viewed by society as more relevant, such as music, art, or math. The late Richard Warrow was a talented artistic savant. He used his memory and superb artistic abilities to produce detailed and complex drawings made entirely from wax crayons. Prodigious savants are the rarest. They exhibit talents at a level that is usually not observed in even the most highly functioning individuals. Estimates of the number of prodigious savants living today are as low as 23. Tony DeBlois is one of the few people in the world to fall into this category. Visually impaired as well as autistic, DeBlois has the remarkable ability to play 14 instruments. DeBlois is also very good at improvising or making up the music as he plays. This also distinguishes him from many of his peers. Just how this phenomenon develops and how the minds of autistic savants work have eluded scientists for literally hundreds of years. Various theories, such as the existence of photographic memory or claims that there may be a gene for savantism, have produced little certainty. One theory that seems to show promise is that people with these skills have damage to the left hemisphere of the brain. Because of this, the right hemisphere compensates for the damage. This is plausible, since most savant skills are related to the right hemisphere, and deficits are observed in tasks controlled by the left. This theory has been supported by data from MRI scans, an investigative tool not available until relatively recently. Other helpful tools in modern neurological research include event-related potentials, which determine a person's brain activity when he or she initially encounters a task or problem. Savants have shown immediate activity, indicating a type of unconscious processing. Conversely, control subjects have exhibited results indicative of higher-level, more conscious thought processing. While many autistic savants contribute richly to the world of music and art, they often have problems with basic tasks and social skills. The prospects for better treatment of autism under the auspices of doctors and researchers seem favorable. However, more research is needed before healthcare professionals can prevent or find a cure for the underlying disorder.